Yo, what's up? It's your boy E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation, and most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
I'm super excited today. I want to begin. I want to begin with a demonstration, if you will bear with me for a moment. Pastor's been preaching a mighty word, and we've been building upon each other. And I watched the word last week, and I took notes, and I said, "Okay, God, how can we continue to build? How can we continue to build?" And so I want to do a demonstration today. I want to take my time. That's okay today. I'm going to need probably three or four of my teenagers. I see Jordan back there. Any of my 13, 12, 11, 10, 9-year-olds. Come on, yep, come on. All three of you, come on up. Come on up, yep. Any other young ones in the room? Amen. Where you might need little Jamie, but I don't see her right now. But come on up. And this is what I want to do. I want you to see. So is $100 good? I think it's pretty good for kids, $100? All right, so we're going to give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes good? We're going to give you 2 minutes to build this shoe rack. It's not a lot of screws, not a lot of pieces. But I want to give you 2 minutes to build this shoe rack. And if you can do it in 2 minutes, I can give you guys $100 each. Should we give them two or should we give them three? Why little Jamie running up here? Like, hold on. Where'd she come from? Like, hold on. Should we give them two or three? Oh, y'all soft. Where my old school parents at? 2 minutes and 45 seconds. All right. So all I need you to do is tell me what you're about to do.
Build something.
Build a shoe rack.
Build a shoe rack.
Build a shoe rack.
So they spoke it. Oh, come on, y'all. They spoke it. At the very beginning, he said, build something, but then we got to build a... Oh, I'm going to teach today. I'm going to teach today. All right, somebody got my clock for me? All right, and set and go. Yep, give them some encouragement. Give them some encouragement. Hallelujah. Give them one more minute. One more minute. Yeah. God is a God of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. 25 seconds. 25 seconds. We getting there. Who's the leader? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 59 seconds. Come on, I need to be put together good. This is for Vonzel's dorm room when he go in August. It's a shoe rack for my last kid going to college. Thirty seconds. Twenty-one, twenty, nineteen, eighteen, seventeen, sixteen, fifteen, thirteen, twelve, eleven, ten, eight, seven, six, five, three, two. Clap it up. All right. Stand up for 1 second. I'm going to go each of you one by one. I want you to tell me. Praise God. Step into the light, my son. I want you to tell me just one or two things that you felt like was a struggle in order to construct this shoe rack.
Well, first of all, there was a bunch of missing pieces, and we couldn't screw in the nails because the screwdriver is a different shape.
Good. Clap it up. What were some of the struggles you saw when you was building the shoe rack?
Missing pieces. The screwdriver was different.
Is that a screwdriver? Come here.
There were missing pieces, and the screwdriver doesn't fit the screws.
Okay, praise God. Okay, our oldest one.
There was missing pieces, and the screwdriver doesn't work with screws.
Okay, good. Clap it up. Stay right here. Here's my question. Did any of you look at the finished product before you began? Raise your hand if you did. So you know what it's supposed to look like at the end, correct? Okay. So any of you look at this part of it? Yes. So when you looked at it, did you look and see what it says you're supposed to have? You're supposed to have a screwdriver. Is this a screwdriver? This is not a screwdriver. What is this? Yes. Yes, it's Jamie, your daddy would, right? For lug nuts, right? And then you said it was missing some what? Some pieces. So listen to me very carefully. They had the passion. They had the desire. They spoke. They began to construct. They started the process. But they were unable to finish it and rest because before you speak, before you start, before you finish, before you rest, you must become. You see, yes, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we do not have everything we need to be who we need to be at birth. There's some time from birth until we die where we need to gather some things from some people in order to construct who God has called us to be. Because sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, so be very careful. We are born in sin. So we're not born with everything that we need. So we need to make sure we become before we speak. You can speak all you want, but until you become through the process of trials and tribulations, you can never construct what God calls you to construct. Give him a round of applause. You guys can have a seat. I want to begin today. And we can leave this here as an example. Many of our lives look like this. We're praying and fasting. We're frustrated. We're operating with the wrong tools. You see, that shoe shelf did not come with a screwdriver, which means you had to go purchase. Hey, man, let me stay right here. You see, the word of God declares that God doesn't call the equipped. He equips. Which means he's got to take me through something, because that's the equipping process. So when you pray for God not to take you through something, then you don't want to be equipped. So you're praying and fasting, you're speaking, and you're saying, God, I can't seem to put it together, because you have not become who God has called you to become. And we're saying, God, why have I not become? Because you don't want to go through anything. You see, my patience is different, Nate. I have another level of patience. I have a supernatural level of patience because of Aries mahogany ties. I had to go through adopting a daughter. I had to go through her biting and screaming and scratching and cussing me out. I had to go through learning how to be patient. And I remember I said, Pastor, she's biting, she's screaming, she's cussing me out. I said, I'm going to whoop her like I whooped Trey, Zay, and Zell. And he said to me, TJ, she's already been beaten down. You can't beat her down anymore. Trey, Zay, and Zell grew up in love. They were born in love. She wasn't. She needs something different, which means you have to become. So you can speak all you want. You can start all you want. But you will never finish. Some of you will rest. If you're anything like me, I've built some bookshelves in my life. And there were some screws that were left over. My wife got home, I said, no, that's extra. And then she would proceed to pick it up and look at it and go, I don't see a spot on here that says extra. So how did you determine that's extra? I said, well, it has to be because it's together. She said, it's because it's together. It means together, right? Oh, yeah, you missed that. That was your praise pop. Just because you are blessed and highly favored and you might be where you want to be or closer you want to be, does not mean you are right. You can be successful and not be productive. Successful according to the world means you meet the world's standards. But when you're productive, you're producing the way God intended for you to produce. And in order to do that, you must become. Somebody say become. Become. The word today is simple. Born for more, it's time to become. Born for more, it's time to become. The word of God declares, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, and male and female, he created. So we were created in whose image? God's image. Which means if we are going to be able to speak these into existence, we must look at the finished product. We must be able to wake up every single morning and look to God and say, God, what am I supposed to look like? Not T.D. Jakes, not E.T., not Beyonce. Oh, come on, somebody. Listen very carefully. I'm not supposed to look like, I'm supposed to look like God. And when I become who God called me to be, I'll be my own Beyonce. I'll be my own T.D. Jakes. I will be my own Oprah. You are born to shake this world up. But you can't do that unless you know whose image you're born in. The word of God declares, we were created in his image. But I say to you, we still have to become. In the Bible, Jesus was very young and he went to the temple to listen to the rulers and the teachers talking. He went there to learn. He went there to become. And after it was time to go home, he went home and we call these the silent years because we didn't hear anything about Jesus when he was at home with his father and his mother. And I declare to you, as I'm reading David, as I'm studying David, that his father was a carpenter. And I think carpenters build. I think carpenters construct. And they don't just speak, Keisha, but they have to learn how to become before they can. So we spend our life trying to build something, trying to build a family. You can't say you're trying to raise men if you have not become a. Don't tell me you're trying to raise a righteous young lady and you have not become a. Oh, let me, can I come down your street, TJ? Don't tell me you're trying to raise boys who know how to control their temper and you can't control. My girl would say to me, I call my wife my girl. She would say, he acting like you. And Danita, I'm pissed off. Don't be talking to that. Well, there you go. There it is right there. It's an adult temper tantrum. You have to become in order to construct something. So Pastor broke it down for us last week. Repeat after me. Speak. Start. Complete. Rest. One more time. Speak. Start. Complete. Rest. And Pastor's 100% right. And we're building upon each other. And I went to the Word of God and I began to read. And it said, in the beginning. So I want to go back to this. Number one, God was. Yeah, it's okay. You didn't catch it. It's okay. I can tell by the silence you didn't catch it. Okay. Number one, God was. Number two, then he spoke. Then he started. Then he completed. Then he rested. The problem for many of us, we are not, and we are speaking. The problem is we are not and we are starting. We are not and we can't complete because we have not become. I want to go to Genesis verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. So if in the beginning he created, what happened before he created? If in the beginning he created, something had to happen before he created, which means he was there before he created anything, which means he was before he created. Okay, let me make it more simple for you. I'm gonna make it more simple for you. Here we go. John 1, right? 1-3. In the beginning was the, and the word was, through him all things were. You missed it. It says through him all things were made, which means he had to be in order. So you're speaking things into existence, Antone, and hear me very carefully. You're speaking, but you have not become. The word says through him all things were. So as I'm studying, as I'm reading, I'm saying, God, I'm speaking, but it's not coming. I thought I can speak it into. I'm like, God, millionaire. Millionaire. Walk up to the teller. Hi, ma'am, I'm TJ Tyus. Yep. Bank account. Yep, that's it. Millionaire. She's like, sir, I'm not seeing that. Hold on. Okay, God. I'm millionaire. Sir, I don't care how aggressive you said, it's not there. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but six pack. Division one, division two. I'm speaking it. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm going to church. I believe it. You have not become it. You want a six pack, but your diet don't look like a six pack. You want to be a millionaire, but you don't have millionaire habits. You want a righteous woman, but you're not a righteous. You want your children to be respectful, but you're not. Did y'all miss that? It's the word of God declares that we should not what? Tempt our children. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and through him all things were made. Here's my question. What has been made through you in the last 24 days? What have you created? What have you become? You've been listening to the word week in and week out. You've been saying, praise God, it's a mighty word. But have you become somebody different because of the word of God? I made a post, right? This is very careful. It's not even in the word, Keisha, but I don't care. I'm the pastor, so y'all going to stay until it's time to go. I made a post the other day. Listen very carefully. I made a post, and I was sitting there. And for those of you who don't know, most of you know, my daughter passed away September the 15th, 2024. And Keisha says to me every single time I see her, she says, you always what? Got a little girl with me. I've always wanted to be, I forget how to term how they say, a girl dad. And it's crazy to me that I've never been able to be a girl dad till I adopted my daughter and I lost my daughter. And it's crazy, Keisha, that I have all my nieces want to be with me. 90% of all my clients are girls. I have 4 clients who call me their dad. And we're not even the same nationality. To me, very carefully. Her friends be like, "That's your dad? Like, are you adopted?" She's like, "No, we're not even going to explain." To me, very carefully. I want to read this to you because some of you might not have saw it. I don't have the pictures that they're on Facebook. I'm going to read this to you. It's not even part of the sermon. Life comes at you hard and fast. One minute you're taking everything for granted, thinking it will always last. Then a day comes that you never expected. A day you realize all the small moments you neglected. Neglected to laugh. Neglected to smile. Neglected to play. Neglected to apologize. Neglected to say I love you. Neglected to say I appreciate you. Neglected to say I'm proud of you. Neglected to say good night. Only God knows how many breaths we have remaining. So don't waste a single moment complaining. Time with my great niece has brought me peace. It has also reminded me our lives are on lease. We must enjoy every fleeting moment. Just swinging on a swing set was all she needed for enjoyment. Enjoy your day and enjoy those that brighten your day. I posted some pictures of my niece, my great niece, the other day. And I was just pushing her on the swing set. And she was talking back and getting smart. And Angie was crazy. Even though Aries was 14, I would have been so frustrated. But I just smiled at her. And I corrected her with gentleness. The same way God does us. You see, through the process of raising a young lady that was adopted and had so much trauma, I learned patience. I became somebody different. But the key is not to wait until God has to take you through hell. Excuse my language, if I can go there, David. Not to wait for him to take you through that for you to learn what you must become. I've never said this before, Keisha, and as I think back on it, I try not to think about it, but I remember that the night she went to bed, I didn't say goodnight. And I know what you're thinking, like, no big deal, I do it too. Like, no big deal. And it wasn't a big deal until it was a big deal. Every night she would ask for a hug, and I would give her a hug. But that night, for some reason, she didn't ask for a hug, and I didn't go get a hug, and I didn't say goodnight. I just put her to bed, and I just assumed that tomorrow morning she would be woke. You see, what I'm trying to teach you is very simple. The Word of God declares that everything that was came through Him. And I'm telling you right now, who you want to be and who you want your family to be must come through you. It must come through you becoming who God has birthed you to be, not who you want to be. Yeah, you missed that. I've never wanted to be a pastor. I never wanted to be in a pulpit. I never wanted to be patient. I never wanted to do anything that I'm doing right now. But God says, son, if you will bow down and worship me and allow me to be your Lord and Savior, I'll take care of you. I won't always give you what you want. But I'll take care of you. I want to break this word down, but then we're going to get out of here. It says in John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Through Him all things were made. I want to go to my favorite mentor who passed away, Dr. Miles Monroe. Mom, know who I'm talking about. It's a quote. Before Genesis 1:1, there had to be Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 0. The unseen place where God prepared everything in His mind. It's okay. That went over some of y'all head. Don't open your Bible. It's not in your Bible. Metaphorically speaking, excuse me, praise God, I have my voice just long. Metaphorically speaking, Dr. Miles Monroe was saying that if in the beginning he created, he had the first and the unseen. So you must become in the dark before you can produce in the light. And so for you, before you begin to speak things into existence, who are you becoming when nobody's watching you? You have to be a private success before you become a public success. You can get dressed up and look pretty in public, but what are you doing when nobody sees you? What are you doing in the dark? What are you doing when you're going through your pain? What are you doing to become who you want to be in the light? You can pray all day, you can fast all day, but who are you when nobody's watching? Who are you when you're going through hell? Who are you when you're depressed? Who are you when you're stressed? Who are you when you're broke? Who are you? Who are you? I said it the other week. My son came up to me, my oldest son. He said, "Dad, you good?" And it was a moment, Ken, for me to be honest. I said, "No, son, I'm not good right now. I'm kind of going through it today." He said, "Dad, I got you." He's 22. I'm his daddy. Said, "Dad, Kendrick." He said, "Dad, I got you." He said, I was doing some mental performance stuff with my coach. He said, with the Lions, and this is what he taught me. Let me teach it to you. Yeah. Oh, y'all missed it. It's okay. It's okay. He said, "Dad, it's this grounding technique where you can ground your feet on this pad and this board. Let's do it together, Dad. Let's do some yoga again. Let's stretch together." He said, "Dad, let's go." He said, "Dad, as a matter of fact, Dad, you getting that dad bod. And you asked me to not allow you to get a dad bod." True story. I told him that 10 years ago. He said, "Dad, you get it." He said, "We outside. We working out." I said, "What?" He said, "Dad, let's go." So hold on. That's what I tell you to do. He said, "Outside." And we was on the pavement, like, doing like, "Oh, look, how many we doing, son?" He said, "10 more, Dad." I said, "Forget that promise." Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. He has become. You hear me, bro? He has become who I was. 5 o'clock in the morning, get up, Daddy. Get your butt up and get outside. You want to play Division I? You want to go to the league? Get outside. So now he said, "Dad, the same thing. Let's go. Come on, Dad." I'm in the kitchen. He like, "Son, don't hit my hand again. I know you grown. Like, I know you grown. But just be very careful, son. Like, I'm still." And then they snitch. I'm sorry. "Mom, Dad got the salt again." You must become in the dark before you can produce in the what? John 1, 12 to 13. "To all who received him, he gave them the right to become children of God." This is important. Here's why it's important. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gave you the right to be a child of God. Why haven't you taken your rightful place? Why haven't you? Why are you doubting yourself? Why do you think you're not beautiful enough, handsome enough, smart enough? Why are you not taking your rightful place? He said, this is very careful, "To all." Somebody say all. "Who received him, he gave you the right." You got the right. So why are you lying to the devil to tell you something different? Why are you lying to the teacher to tell you something? The teacher said, "I got a stuttering problem." I do have a stuttering problem, and now I make money stuttering. Daddy gave me the right to stutter. And to make money stuttering. My kids eat from the words that come out of my mouth. The very thing they made fun of, my children eat from the words that come out of my mouth. Daddy gave me the rights to be who he called me to be. Not Aaron Thomas, but TJ Tyus. Not Anthony Tyus Sr., but Anthony Tyus Jr. And I have to become every single day because somebody's going to be free because of who I become. As a matter of fact, somebody right now is in hell and they're going to be in hell until you become who God called you to be. I'm not in this pulpit because I feel like it, because I want to. I couldn't talk 2 days ago. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. But I'm here because people like Nate. I'm here because the people in the world are going through hell right now. And they say, "I don't know how to keep going." I'm here to show you how to keep going. God gave me the right. So the question is, why? Why are we not operating in what God gave us? And here's what I came up with, Keisha. Let go of your roots to free your fruits. You see, Mom, I realize there's a lot of reasons why when I began speaking, I was trying to be the next E.T. When I began speaking, I doubted myself. I realized that the reason why I was doubting myself and I wasn't taking my rightful place is because there were some roots from when I was a kid that my friend said my brother was a smart twin, I was a dumb twin. That my teacher said that I probably would be nothing more than a football player, and I didn't let go of those roots, so those roots were blocking my fruits. You see, you can fast and you can play, you can pray, you can go to church and you can read the word of God, but there's some roots you're holding on to that you have not let go of, and you will not bear fruit the way God's called you to bear fruit until you let go of those roots. Amen. And for some of y'all, you don't need to let it go, you need to dig it up. Have you ever dug up roots before? Have you ever dug down and dug? I can't pass. I was hurt as a little kid. She was too. With all due respect, Pastor, I was molested. She was too. He was too. And I feel your pain. But until you let go of your roots, you can't help free that little girl that's going through what you went through. It's okay. I know some of you, it's hard to clap because you still hold on to your roots. Listen to me very carefully. You have to become free in order to free somebody else. And notice I didn't say totally free. Because I didn't wait until my pain was over. Everybody's going through something. Everybody's going through something. And there's somebody going through more than you and still getting more done than you're getting done. And I realize that when the word of God says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Danita, I realize the word of our testimony means that we overcome, but we can't testify because we hold on. So here's the secret. I love giving you guys laws, and here's the law for today. It's called the law of sustainment. If you never heard it, I want you to take a picture of it. I want you to memorize it. And here's why we struggle. The law of sustainment in psychology suggests that it is difficult to maintain actions that are inconsistent with how someone sees themselves. If your actions clash with your self-image, you're less likely to stick with those actions long term. Pastor, why is it so difficult for me? Because you're doing action, but you don't really. It's not really who you are. I did it for 7 days, and they said take 21 days to create a habit. It's not really who you are. It's conflicting with your self-image. I listen very carefully. I've trained so many athletes that are playing D1, D2, NAIA, over 30 athletes. I have some girls right now going to play D2 basketball, D1 basketball. Listen very carefully. Every single time they come to me, I'm like, I can beat you right now. I look at her in her face. She's 6'2". I can beat you right now. I said, you can shoot better than me. You can dribble better than me. I'm stiff. I'm old. But I will beat you. And she looks at me. She said, I think I can beat you. I said, you already beat. How? Because you don't believe. She already intimidated. I don't even know if I could beat her, but I'm speaking it as if I can because I have become somebody who believes that anything I put my hand to, she way better than me. Like this, Nate, but right here, she don't really truly believe. Her self-image and her actions are not in alignment. And so if you want to be consistent, the law of sustainment says you must be in alignment with who you see yourself as and your actions. You can try all you want, but if they're not aligned, We have an issue. This highlights the importance of aligning your behavior with your desired self-perception for sustained effort and success. A lot of times we have low self-esteem because our self-concept, who we want to be, and our self-image, who we see ourselves as, the gap is so big that we have low self-esteem. So you have to close the gap between who you want to be and who you see yourself as. But when you're comparing yourself to somebody else and not the best version of you, you can never close that gap. Because you can never become somebody you're not supposed to be. So that gap continues to be wide because you see yourself as wanting to be this person who is not who you are, and you see yourself as this person right here, so your self-esteem begins to. And so I never was able to become TJ Tyus because I was trying to be Andre Kelly Tyus. I was trying to be my twin, Ken, because I was trying to be my twin. My self-esteem remained low because I was trying to be him. And God said, I didn't birth you to be him. I birthed you to be him. It's okay. I missed it. So when I wake up in the morning, when I walk into a room, Morgan, my mindset is I am him. Because I am that I am is working through me. Because I am that I am is working through me. In spirit, I am him. I am the person who God has called me to be. And I'm going to be everything I need to be to help you be who you need to be. I am him. Not confidence, but confidence. I read it on the shirt somewhere. And so your mindset must be. John 13:3-5. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal and began to wash his disciples' feet. Some of you say, okay, Pastor, why did you put that in there? Let me talk slow. Jesus knew, somebody say knew, that the Father had put all things under his power. Right? Y'all got that part? And that he had come from God and was returning to God. Y'all got that part? So he got up from his meal and began to wash his disciples' feet. He was able to wash their feet because he knew who he was. And so he wasn't worried about, oh, why are you washing feet? He wasn't, because he knew who he was and who he came from. And some of us can't have humility and can't be a blessing to other people because we don't truly know who we come from and who we are. And with all the power in the world, he's still washing feet. But you can't be humble. The lie you believe to be true is stronger than your why. The lie you believe to be true is stronger than your why. You've heard pastors preach it. You've heard me. You've heard a lot of people talk about, what's your why? So when I say When I say I want to be a multimillionaire, when I say I want to own this, when I say I want my family to, when I say this is my why, to bless my kids, but you believe the lie that you got to have that right now and you can't wait for it later on. But you believe the lie that I was born in poverty, my grandpa was in poverty, we're going to always be in poverty, that's just the way it is. You see, it's not what we don't know that holds us back. It's what we do know that isn't true that holds us back. Because the enemy is a liar. And there's some lies that we're holding on to that we have not let go of. And those lies are what's holding us back. I don't care how strong your why is. The lie that you believe to be true is what's destroying your prosperity. So as we close, listen to me very carefully. Repeat after me. Becoming requires unlearning. Come on, becoming requires unlearning. The word of God declares in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the... I'm going to call y'all out for 1 second. We got a place to change. Tell the truth. God is watching. How many of you in this room and online, type of one in the chat online, how many of you in this room have read your Bible to renew your mind for the last 7 days? Raise your hand. Don't worry, I'm not looking. Last 2 days. 3 days. 4 days. Now, how many of you, the last 7 days, have been on TikTok? If y'all don't raise y'all doggone hand, social media, Facebook, Instagram. How many of you have read something and said, ooh, yeah, that's, yeah, and you hit the heart button, raise your hand. How many read something you share, like, ooh, that's good right there. Those of you that have done that more than 7 days, but you ain't read your Bible more than 7 days. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not attacking anybody, but what I'm telling you is that life is about patterns. You produce according to your patterns. And if you want to break a pattern, you got to change the habit. So I'm not attacking you. I'm not calling you out. But what I am telling you, you have two minds, a subconscious mind and a conscious mind. So whatever you download into the conscious mind over and over, you're going to subconsciously do that. So if you're in social media more than you are in the word, then you'll live your life based upon not the word. If you come to church and hear a great word on Saturday, maybe on Sunday too, maybe on Wednesday too, that's 3 days, but you're in the world more you're in the word, then you live your life based upon the word, based upon the world and not the word. So you're trying to unlearn what you keep learning. That went over your head. You're praying against of everything you keep doing. I'm not saying don't get, I get on social media too. I'm not saying don't get on there. But what I'm saying to you, if you have more of this, then you're going to have. Colossians 2 verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Anybody read that word? Anybody read that before? See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Can I tell you the truth before we close? Can I tell you the truth? Can I be honest? Listen, I'm a recovering road rager. Okay? I'm recovering. I'm recovering. All right? Sweetheart, I know you're watching, so I'm telling myself right now. Me and Halo was driving up here. I'm on the way to church, Nate. I'm about to preach the word of God. Got the gospel music going on. I had Forrest Frank going on. I actually had the song, the Forrest Frank. I was jamming, right? In his red Jeep Sport. License plate ESN7416. It sped up. Am I in a safe place? Vince, it sped up. And I saw it come up on my side. And Coco, you know, I'm like, no, you're not getting in front of me. So I sped up a little bit. Y'all pray for me. And then, Ken, it jumped in, but it was like only like this much room when it jumped in. So I was like, argh. And then it took off. And something happened and my car took off. It's a safe place. I don't know what happened. It just, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't even know what I was going to do. I'm like, I'm about to go preach, but I can repent before I get into church. And I caught up to him and he doing like 90-something. I don't know what I was doing, but I was close. And I slowed down. I said, okay, this is dangerous. And so I called 911. And I said, it's a red Jeep Sport license plate, ESN 615. Driving erratically. Well, sir, how's he driving erratically? How? It cut me off, lady. And it cut semi truck off, and the ambulance got in the crash. And then I slowed down. And I asked myself, have you become who you said you've become? Do you truly have your anger under control? Or are you who you say you are? Are you who you preach? So I called and I reported it because I realized that what was I going to do speeding up behind? What was I going to do? The old TJ, is he dead or is he alive? Because if he's dead, he's not coming back to life. The old TJ is gone. He can't come back when you're in a bad mood. God is going to test you. And how you respond when you test it tells you if you truly become who you said you become. You can speak all you want. You can start all you want, but you have to become somebody different. And some of y'all are going to say, well, Pastor, you shouldn't have sped up. I know I shouldn't have. But I slowed down and then I did the right thing. Sometimes it takes a little bit of delayment. So as I said, Weezy, I am recovering. So let's get ready to close. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Listen very carefully. You have to reject cultural principles. To take up your cross means you must die to you. You must die to the flesh every single day. So I broke it down for you. Step, deny self. Spiritual meaning, unlearning false identity. Your outcome is you make space for truth. Until you deny yourself, you don't have space for truth. Until you get in the word, more you get in the world, you don't have space for truth. Step two, you must take up your cross. And that means it is a daily surrender. And when you surrender daily, it's an internal transformation. Step three, follow Jesus. Spiritual meaning, become like him, which means you're walking in your purpose. Jesus did not feel like going to the cross. It was not his desire to go to the cross. If you're only doing what you feel like doing, are you truly walking in your purpose? Are you truly becoming who God has called you to become? I have a child. I'm not going to say who, because I get in trouble when I talk to Mike. They said, you can't put us in your sermon. Y'all content. Y'all in my sermon. So I know a child. That sometimes might struggle with a little bit of road rage. And I have no idea where that child got that from. And on the way here, it was just me and my 5-year-old niece. And while she was on her tablet playing, at some point in time, she's going to be looking out the window and wondering what Uncle TJ is doing. So in the moment that I don't become who I said I've become, I'm teaching a little child to become the very thing that I said I'm not trying to become. Ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Miles Monroe said, there had to be a Genesis chapter 1, verse 0. Something had to happen on the inside before something happened on the outside. And so our formula, as I build upon Pastor Thomas, is become. speak, start, complete, and then rest. You can't construct the person God calls you to be to bless the world the way God calls you to bless the world until you first become. So do me a favor. Stop talking. Start becoming. As I tell my athletes, talk is cheap. Results speak. If you're in this room today and you're struggling with some roots that you know are holding you back from becoming the husband, the wife, the man, the woman, the father, the mother, the auntie, the uncle, the pastor, the leader that God has called you to be. And you know you're not bearing fruit because of those roots. And you're ready to uproot those roots. You're coming this morning. You're coming to the front. This is not a general appeal. There may be one of you. There may be all of you. But you saying, God, I'm standing before you knowing there's some trauma in my past, Father, that I have not dealt with. There's some trauma that is holding me back. And I realize that that trauma, those roots, are suffocating the fruit you've called me to bear. And I don't want this to be a generational curse. I don't want to pass it down to my daughter and my daughter's daughter and my son and my son's son. I want it to stop with me. It stops with me. It could have been your great-great-grandfather. But Father, I'm the one that's going to change everything for my family. I'm done talking. I'm ready to become. And I know that going through the process of becoming is going to take me willing to not just be flexible, but moldable. I know that I'm going to have to change and there's going to be some pain in the changing. But I trust you, Father. Father God, you see your sons and daughters. Father, we know that the power of life and death is in the tongue, Father. So we're careful about what we speak and when we speak it, Father. But Father, we stand here understanding and realizing there's some things in our past, whether last week or 10 years ago, that we're still holding on to, Father. There's some relationships, Father, that still bring pain. And we're ready to uproot those roots, Father. Help us to become everything you called us to become, Father. Father, we love you. We praise you, Father. We magnify and we glorify your name, Father. And we thank you that while we were yet in sin, Father, you didn't wait for us to get right, Father. I was just coming down the highway, Father, ticked off, Father, because they cut me out, Father. But you called me to be more than that, Father. You called me to be a man who controls his emotions, Father, to be purposeful, not emotional. Mission over mood, Father. So, Father, when we lose it for a moment, Father, help us to snap back, Father. Help us not to react, Father, but respond according to your word, not according to the world, Father. Bless every single person that's standing before you, Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Bless their going in, bless their going out, Father. And from this day forward, we're focused on becoming, not just talking. In Jesus' name, let every believer say amen. And amen. Come on, give God some praise.
We really appreciate you spending your day with us, and we look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday evenings at 6 for Wednesday Night Word with Pastor TJ Tyus. For all of our announcements, upcoming events, and special programming, please visit our social media pages on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Your tangible support of this ministry makes all the difference in the world, and we can't thank you enough for your commitment. If you'd like to support this ministry, please use our Cash App at $APOCGlobal. If you prefer a more traditional approach, visit our website at www.apocministry.org. On behalf of Pastors Thomas and Tyus, their wives and families, and the whole of your A Place of Change ministry family, until we meet again, be blessed.